Let's cover today the vine and branches as we are led by the Spirit. Who is the vine of our life? Is it us? Is it someone else? Or is it Christ Jesus? It's very important that we accept the fact to remain in Christ means we have to remain connected to Him. We have to see Christ as the head of our life. Christ has to be the vine in which we receive everything to live. See, many of us have been raised to believe in God and in His Son, Christ Jesus. To see Christ Jesus as the vine by which we receive our nourishment is something many of us have not been taught. We don't see ourselves as branches who totally depend on Christ as the vine. We like to depend on ourselves for many things, thus working outside of the connection we have with the vine, Christ Jesus. See, there's power in the vine. God took the vine and planted it in the world and in fertile soil and provided the vine with abundant water. The vine sprouted and became a low-spreading vine. Its branches turn toward Him and its roots remain underneath. And from Him flows faithful branches that bears good fruit. Christ Jesus is the true vine who feeds His branches, giving the branches abundance to satisfy their thirst. The Lord said we have to not drink again of the fruit of this vine until we enter into the kingdom of God with Him. The Lord took the bread and gave thanks and broke and said, "This is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." We have a living vine of which we can receive nourishment for our souls. The Lord is the true vine. And God the Father is the gardener. And He cuts off every branch in Him that does not bear fruit. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so it's more fruitful. See, the branches become clean when they believe in the Lord. They grow as they remain in the Lord, and the Lord remains in them. No branch can bear fruit of itself. See, branches must remain in the vine, connected to the living source that gives it life. The Lord is the vine. And we are the branches. If we remain in the Lord and He in us, then we will bear much fruit, because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. See, if we do not remain in Christ, we will be like the branches that was thrown away. See, branches that remain in the Lord allows His word to remain in them. See, these branches can ask whatever they want and it will be given to them. Christ says this is the Father's glory, that the branches bear much fruit, showing itself as a disciple of Christ. See, Christ offers us the same love the Father showed Him. All He asks is that we remain in His love. And to be true branches of Christ, we have to obey God's commandments, doing just as Christ did, so the joy of the Lord is in us and made complete in us, as we love one another deeply. Christ is the vine. God makes known His mystery to the branches according to His good pleasure in the purpose in Christ Jesus to put into effect when times will reveal its fulfillment. To bring all things in heaven and on earth under one head, one vine, Christ Jesus. Christ is risen as a true vine. And the Father seated Him at His right hand to nourish the people of God. And Christ Jesus is the vine of God. He's above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given. There's no other vine by which we can attach ourselves to please God. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. See, the vine has everything he needs to protect and nourish every branch that comes to believe in him, that comes and get connected to him. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 to 23 says, "Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. See, God the Father was pleased to place and make Christ Jesus the vine, which all of God's people will come to know of God's fullness. Christ the vine is the head of the church. He's the beginning and the end. He is the firstborn from the dead. He's mighty and supreme over all things of God. So we cannot allow someone to come along and pretend they are a vine of God. We cannot allow someone to take us captive and deceive us with their words. As true branches, we must depend only on Christ Jesus. He is the true vine who has all the fullness of the dignity of God. And as branches, we are given fullness in Christ as the head over every power and authority. So we have to accept who the vine really is, the Son of God who is full of God's glory, the exact reputation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. See, the vine is able to purify the branches from sin. He alone is able to make the branches holy. Too many in this world are trying to act like they are a vine, convincing a few to follow them. But only by being attached to Christ Jesus, who paid the price to be the true vine of God, can we bear fruit that produces that which lasts forever. Fake vines will bear fruit that will fade away. As soon as it's tested, it'll wither away. See, from the vine comes roots that nourish the branches as they grow and recede. See, branches are able to remain connected to the vine from distant places. See, Christ is not a typical vine, nor are we ordinary branches. The vine has branches in many parts of the world which remains connected to him. They're his very own. See, and Satan is trying to prevent these branches from being rooted in the vine. So he comes and tries to snatch what was sown into the branches away. But every true branch must feed off that which flows from the vine. So the branches are full of joy. Otherwise, the branches won't be rooted. And after a little while, these branches will wither away as trouble comes and the branches are not able to stand up to the trouble. They're not rooted in the vine. So we remain rooted in Christ Jesus. If we don't reject God by reconciling ourselves to this world, then we receive nourishment from the vine. We must remain rooted in Christ. If part of the dough is offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, then so are the branches that remain connected to the vine. This is how you and I come to the place that God talks about being holy. We're staying connected to the vine, which is Christ Jesus. We get our nourishment from the vine. Everything we need comes from the vine. See, and that's just where the holiness of God makes the branches holy. A true branch of Christ, we have to continue to live off the Lord, being rooted and built in him so we're strengthened in faith and overflowing in thanksgiving to God. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. We are branches who are raised up to be rooted and connected to the vine all the way to the end, all the days of our lives. We never separate. See, we never cause the vine to have to cut us off. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8 says, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you are taught, overflowing with thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow, deceptive philosophies and depends on human traditions and basic principles of this world rather than in Christ. So we can't lose our connection with the vine. We must always feed off what flows from Christ Jesus. And sometimes we feel like we are battling trouble on our own. We feel as there's nothing flowing from the vine to us. But we can't allow our false understanding to cause us disconnect from the vine. We can't lose connection to the head that supports all the branches and holds everything together, causing every branch to grow. We have to be true branches of Christ Jesus, allowing the Lord to dwell in our hearts through faith. We have to be praying branches who are rooted and established in love. We have to be the branch that grasps how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ Jesus. See, we have to be branches that knows his love surpasses all knowledge and understanding. As we're filled with the measure of fullness from God. See, God looked and there's no one found worthy of opening up the scroll and look inside. Many were weeping and crying. Then an elder said, "Don't weep, for the Lion of the tribe of Judea, the root of David, has triumphed. He is the true vine, who's able to open the scroll and reveal the plans of God." So what type of branches will we be when Christ Jesus returns? This world and Satan wants to deceive us, to have us focus on what our hands have made and what our hearts desire. Do we want to be a self-made branch? God's word says self-made branches will be burnt in the furnace on the day of the Lord. All arrogant and evildoer branches will be set on fire. Not a root or branch will remain of them. See, we don't want to be a self-made branch. While it may seem things are working out for these type of branches, let me share with you that Christ Jesus said about these branches. He says that every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by its roots. He says, leave them alone. They're blind gods. And if a blind person leads another blind person, both will fall into the pit. See, we need to be true branches of Christ Jesus who don't want to disconnect from the Lord. There could be no reason for a branch to break faith with God. We must remain connected at all times. See, there are many types of branches springing up in this world, but they're only connected to Christ in name. When the sun comes up, they will wither away from the heat because they have no root in them. See, the most important part of a faithful branch is its connection to the vine. Branches that have no root only last for a short period of time. When trouble and persecution come, they will quickly fade away. There are other branches that will fall away because of the worries of this life, the desires of wealth, and the desires for other things that make them unfruitful branches. You cannot become one of these branches. We must be faithful and pleasing to God in everything that we do. See, we cannot boast thinking we're better than the other branches. We don't support the branches, but the root supports us. We're all branches that have been grafted in. But we're not last if there's any unbelief in us. We have to be branches that live through faith, connected to the vine. Not arrogant, but able to receive from the vine true nourishment for the souls of the branches so they live by faith. We are branches. Christ Jesus is the vine. See, the branches, they're not choose the vine, but the vine chooses the branches and enables them to bear fruit that will last. The branches will have access to the garden through the vine to receive and make requests and be blessed. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go with me to John chapter 15, verses 16 to 17. Branches do not have control over the vine. It is the vine who determines which branches will remain in him. John chapter 15, verses 16 to 17 says, "You do not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, love each other." See, God arranges branches in the body of Christ Jesus just as he wants them to be. And all branches come together to make the body stronger. And each branch has its purpose in the vine. One is no more important than the other, for they all have purpose in the vine. And each branch must accept all branches who are part of the vine because they're chosen by God. The Lord is the vine. We are the branches. We can't lose sight of who we are in Christ Jesus. We can't lose sight of the need to remain part of the vine. Branches receiving its nourishment from the vine and remain connected to the vine. We don't want to lose our connections. We don't want to wither away and be thrown out by the vine. We're broken off from the vine. And we'll become unuseful to anything if you and I turn away from God. If we lose our connection with Christ Jesus. If we become a self-made branch. We must depend on the nourishment that comes through Christ Jesus, that comes through God's word, that comes through God's spirit. We must continue to remain connected to Christ who is rooted in God. We have to be branches rooted in the Lord, rooted in God's word, rooted in the spirit. So we're branches who are filled with godly knowledge and understanding and spiritual wisdom. We have to be branches that have a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing to God in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. We have to be true branches of Christ. And though the sun beats down on us, introducing our leaves and fruit to the cares of this world, we don't succumb to its pressure. We overcome. We have beautiful leaves that bear good fruit, whose roots in the vine. We don't allow moral filthiness to be part of our leaves. We humble and accept the word of God planted in us as we're saved and produce good fruit that bears seed in us. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for choosing us. Let us see our place in the Lord. One branch is no more important than the other. We all have our purpose in Christ Jesus. Then why the word of God says, do not judge one another. You're just another branch. Christ is the vine, praise God. God the Father made a decision to make his son the vine. And he is the gardener of his vineyard. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus is the true vine of God. He is the beginning and the end. There is no other. Thank you, Jesus. This world teaches us that we are can be vine of our life. That we're in control. It's up to us and the efforts we put in to whether we succeed or not. We have been fed these lies all of our lives and living by them. It was only when we fail or we have success and realize that this is not what we thought it would be, that we change what we live for. It's success when we find ourselves serving ourselves and not free. When we see Christ as the vine and we are the branches, that's when we start to understand who fights our battles and where our nourishment comes from. See, when we remain connected to the vine, all our burdens roll away. You have to see the peace and the loving kindness that's in the vine that should be flowing through us. See, because God loves us so much, you and I should become loving branches, loving each other, caring for one another, watching over each other, not just self-made branches that only care about yourself, only care about the things that you have, but care about the branches that are next to you, because the branches makes up the body and the vine holds it all together. We need to remain connected to the vine. Let everything roll off of us, all about worry, all about fear. See, branches don't have to put up with that. The vine takes care of that. We can depend on the vine to nourish us and heal us and raise us up and strengthen us and feed us and flow everything into us. It's the vine that nourishes every branch. Which nourishes every leaf, which nourishes every fruit, which nourishes every seed that falls from it, which bears the good fruit from it. See, you have to see what it means to be a branch in the body of Christ Jesus. Connected to the vine, so the things that come off of you as a branch produce good things in God. And see, somebody, when you produce good seeds, then someone come along and eat of that seed and they see the goodness of God. And the branches flows into the branches. And each branch receives what it needs to become like a vine. It becomes just like the vine. See, we become strong like the vine, but we're not greater than the vine. We're just like the vine. We're just a branch that's like the vine. You got to get this maturity. God help us today. We're not self-made branches. God has chosen us and called us into his presence. And you and I have to be true branches of Christ Jesus. Christ is the vine. We are the branches, which fulfills what God has planned from the beginning. to have a place for his people, to have a body of people that worship him and praise his name because of how good he is. He's the gardener. See, he prunes things and he plants things, and God takes care of the vineyard. And no one can stand between the branches and the vine. For the God who oversees it all. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I pray that you understand this teaching from God about the vine and the branches. And take your rightful place in the body of Christ Jesus as a true branch of Christ. And then get your nourishment from the vine that is the word of God. Let it flow into your life. Then let you produce fruit-bearing seeds that others, your family and the people you know and the people you meet can eat of, and then they can become connected to the vine and they too will grow. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us understanding. And let us be true branches of the vine, growing in every way, strengthening our faith so the vine won't have to cut us off. We remain there being pruned day by day. Day by day, the gardener is pruning us and getting us ready for what's coming. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.